Hey, everybody, welcome to Mattman, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the biggest swole, Rich Stamboli.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Steroids.
We're back. Surprise show. It's Friday.
15-minute show.
Yeah, this is a Friday special for you guys on the listen to the podcast, and of course here on YouTube, where we're going to be running down the AEW All Out card, preview show to All Out that's taking place this Saturday. Live via pay-per-view and obviously on a fight. And what else is it on? VR Live.
Yep.
And on VR Live. So I thought it would be interesting to do a preview to this because on Thursday's show, we kind of got sidetracked. We had so much going on and so much wrestling to talk about. So we really couldn't concentrate on who we think is going to win and what the best outcome is going to be for these things. So here is a little preview to the Saturday show. Are you psyched for Saturday?
I'm pretty pumped for Saturday. It looks like a pretty stacked card. I'm stoked for a lot of these matches, to be honest. And you know what? With AEW's track record of pay-per-views, I do think this show is going to deliver.
Yeah, it's very possible it's going to deliver. They're going to have a live crowd in this, a little bit more than what we've seen at the last two tapings for Dynamite. We're going to have a little bit more, I think like 750 people, 800 people.
It's going to make a lot of noise.
I know they want to be under 1,500, so there's going to be a lot of noise. It's going to be a little bit different, which is great to see, you know, wrestling slowly returning. By the way, that New Japan show over the weekend, that stadium show, They had like 4,000 people in that crowd, and it looked tremendous.
Good for them. But
it looked great.
What was the number of how many people that arena could hold?
It was an outdoor arena. It was an outdoor ballpark, so probably like, it was a smaller outdoor ballpark. So okay. Let's say, I don't know, 20,000.
Cool.
I don't know Jenga Stadium, whatever it is.
Whatever you say, bud.
Whatever it is.
What?
So, hold on, we're on the air. What is that? What do you want to show? Oh, give me the video games. He wants to show his video games. Come here. he got.
This is your other child.
Yeah, this is my. He got Streets of Rage.
Let me see this
in the box. He got the box art here, okay.
Did you get this from Limited Run Games?
Yeah, he got it from Limited Run.
How much did they charge you for that?
60.
Wow.
60.
But
yeah. I got the soundtrack with it, and I got like a poster.
It's a great soundtrack. Cool, man.
All right, thank you. All right, he wanted to show his game, so here we go. That was not my four-year-old, by the way. That was intern Deacon. So there you go. So they ran a big show, which was cool to see. You know, obviously they could do it in Japan right now, but, you know, we're slowly getting there. But for All Out, this was supposed to be a show taking place in Chicago.
Yes.
And up until about a month and a half ago, people were very hopeful that we could still get this in Chicago. Obviously, it's not happening. It's in Daly's place. Still, it's fine. Outdoor stadium with people in there. This should be a lot of fun. The last pay-per-view, I just read the notes. I think they did close to 100,000 buys.
Beautiful.
So this is a bigger show, obviously, so they might do better. We'll see what happens. What's their WrestleMania? Is it All Out?
I think All In is their WrestleMania.
All Out.
All Out.
Yeah.
So they change it?
What?
Or was it all, like, which one? There's
all in,
two.
All In belongs to Ring of Honor.
Really?
Ring of Honor owns the rights to that. That's why they can't use the name.
Oh, I see. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so All Out is their WrestleMania. But is it?
You know what? This does not seem like a WrestleMania. I don't think they've established that yet. And I think they need to. They need to establish a WrestleMania-esque card with all these big, big matches.
Right, or Starrcade.
Maybe do a Starrcade. WWE owns it.
You know,
they own everything. All right, so here's the card for it. Rich, what's the first show? What's going to be on the pre-show?
So let's run down the card real quick with our predictions and not go crazy with this stuff because we're going to be watching this together in a couple tomorrow.
Yeah.
The pre-show match is Britt Baker with the Rebel versus Big Swole in a tooth and nail match. I'm not 100% sure what a tooth and nail match means, but I'm looking forward to this match.
They built the hell out of this program, and I think this is going to be a good showing for Big Swole. This is going to be our opportunity to really shine.
Uh-huh.
They could really use that on that roster, and I think Britt Baker returning back to wrestling, that's going to be a big help. I think this is going to be a tremendous assist for their women's division. You know, these guys have had a lot of time to work on stuff, so I expect this to be pretty decent.
I agree with that 100%. Tomorrow night, we're also getting Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara in a broken rules match. If Matt Hardy loses, he must leave AEW. Imagine if he lost and then just shows up on Monday Night Raw.
Oh my God, can you imagine? So he was going to, you know, the big story was that he was going to stay away from the broken gimmick and he was going to be Matt Hardy.
Right.
And that didn't really go as planned. I think a lot of it was a work, but they didn't really explain it.
Right.
These guys have been killing each other for the last 3 weeks, so I think it's going to be a good match.
It's been a lot of fun.
Definitely going to be. What are the rules in this match?
They're broken rules, so who knows? I do think you're going to get the three faces of Hardy.
Okay.
I think Matt Hardy wins. I think Sammy Guevara takes one or two insane bumps, and he gets busted crazy open to the point that you get worried about him.
Okay. I'm okay with that. You know? That's fine.
And also, just to touch on that real quick, being the Elite from a few weeks ago, after Hardy took that chair shot, he did what we always talk about on the show. He got hit in the head, and then he started shifting in and out of his personality.
Yeah, freaking great.
Next up, you have Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. No mention of Marco Stunt versus the Young Bucks in a tag team match. I think this is going to be a great match, and I think Jurassic Express is going to take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is going to be interesting because I think the Bucks are going to wrestle heel in this match.
Okay.
Because they're pissed off that they're not in that title picture. The Bucks take it. I say the Bucks take it.
Okay.
But if they lose, it adds more to the story that they've kind of lost their way.
Right.
You know, and they need to regroup.
They're confused.
Yeah, they're confused Bucks.
They're sad. The glum Bucks.
The glum Bucks. I like the glum. That was my favorite tweet from the other day.
The Dark Order. Next match on the card. Dark Order. Brody Lee, Colt Cabana, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson versus Matt Cardona, formerly Zack Ryder, Scorpio Sky, and the Natural Nightmares, Dustin Rhodes and QT Marshall with Ali in an 8-man tag. That's going to be fun. I want to go with Cardona and Scorp and the Nightmares winning this one.
Where is that match?
This is
The 8-man tag. So I find this interesting. I don't know if this was a filler or what.
Mm-hmm. They set this up last week.
They set this up last week, but I find it like I'm trying to find out like what the purpose of this match is. Is it to build up a Cardona and Brody Lee match?
This is the to avenge Cody.
To avenge Cody.
To avenge the name of the Nightmare family.
Okay.
And I think Scorp wants that title because Scorp had that great showing with Cody a few weeks ago.
Who becomes a star of this? Does it become Cardona or does it become Scorpio Sky?
I think Scorp.
Okay.
Scorp and Cabana.
Okay.
next up, you have the 21-man casino battle royal. The winner gets a future AEW World Championship match. This is almost like their Money in the Bank. So far, these are the names involved, right? And let's try to keep count.
It's 17 people.
Darby Allin.
Yeah.
Lance Archer. Okay. Brian Cage. Ricky Starks. Pentagon Jr. Ray Phoenix. The Butcher. The Blade. Eddie Kingston. Sean Spears. Billy. Austin Gunn. Jake Hager. Santana Ortiz. Chuck Taylor. Trent versus 4 people left.
Three people left.
4 people.
Oh, 21.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. You're going to have 4 surprises.
I agree with that. Do you think they're going to be surprises or people returning from injury?
Well, I think one of them, I think they'll have 2 big surprises. Who's returning from injury?
That's true. I don't even know who's hurt.
Like, does Joey Janela go in this?
I'm going to say no.
Like, do you put Janela randomly in here? Who do you bring in? Who would be a surprise?
I think Janela sells the injury from Jericho. I think Sonny Kiss gets put in this. I think you're going to get Pac returning.
I was going to say Pac, possibly.
Because travel looks like it's okay between here and England.
Okay.
I think you're going to get 2 surprises. One, a man named Sabu.
Sabu's going to show up?
Sabu's going to show up. I think you're going to get at least 1 ECW guy.
Nick Aldis. What if it's Nick Aldis and he challenges for the title?
Nick Aldis would be awesome. Maybe one more NWA guy?
I don't know.
Eli Drake?
I love the surprise. Listen, 4 surprises? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rowan?
Maybe. Maybe Rowan shows up in the other match. The 8-man tag.
Singles match for the AEW Women's World Championship. So, it's Hikaru Shida versus Thunder Rosa. If Thunder Rosa wins, she has the NWA title and the AEW title. If Shida wins, she just retains her belt.
Oh, is that how they're doing it?
That's what I gathered.
Okay, it's only for the AEW Women's Championship. I think put it on Thunder Rosa.
Same here, Thunder Rosa. Next match on the card. Tomorrow night, very excited about this. Kenny Omega and Adam Page versus FTR. In a tag match for the AEW World Tag Team Championship.
So this match will create the future of what they're doing with Kenny Omega and Hangman.
Yes.
That's the purpose of this. So I would say drop the titles and you start building up whatever the hell the next step is in these guys, because I think they're kind of, I think Hangman has really shined in this tag team. I think Kenny has taken a seat back, and that's been by design. I think now is the time that Kenny Omega becomes a main event player for the for some sort of title.
You want the cleaner back.
He's also the, isn't he the AAA champion?
The mega champion?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. But can't go to Mexico, can't put the belt on TV, right?
No, they've been defending that title on TV. They did it a couple times in the past, remember?
In the last, but not recently.
Not recently, no.
But he did, I think he did come out with the belt a few times too without defending it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say FTR.
I'm going to say FTR as well.
Jericho Jericho versus Orange Cassidy in a Mimosa Mayhem match. The match can be won by pinfall, submission, or throwing the opponent into a tank of mimosa. Listen, who doesn't want to be thrown into a tank of mimosa?
Is that the punishment?
Right. Wouldn't you just drink your way out of there?
Yeah, I would love it. Put me in there right now. I'll marinate. Marinate me in that mimosa.
That's why you smell like champagne all the time.
I constantly smell like champagne and rotting oranges.
Can I bestow upon you the name of Enchante's finisher?
Yeah, what is it?
Champagne Problems.
Ooh, I love it. What is it? It's like a unprettier?
It's either an unprettier or the white noise that Sheamus does.
Yeah, okay. I like it. Both work.
Okay. I'm going to go, I think they both end up in the tub
in the
mimosa.
Tub? I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because, like, this is the rubber match, right?
This is the rubber match.
Who's got, like, in their feud, who'd have thought we would have seen this feud, number one, to begin with? Number two, I love both these dudes very much. Who benefits more? Orange Cassidy benefits a million times by beating Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho could do whatever the F he wants.
Jericho could do whatever he wants, but now you got to be careful with him, right? Because you got to now put him back in some sort of real match picture. Because that's where the money is. I think that this is a great match, not for the pay-per-view. I think this would have been a cool main event for Dynamite a couple of weeks down the road.
Okay.
Where you have a hysterical main event where people talk about the following day. You know, this is a pretty serious pay-per-view. When you look at all these matches, this is the comedy match. Jericho's going to do great in it. I don't know. I think you got to figure out what you're doing with Jericho at this point.
I agree with that. Do you think the Inner Circle plays a part in this?
Yeah, positive.
Okay.
Maybe they all fall in the tank.
We also did not. Who's your pick for the casino battle? Give me your top three.
From the names announced?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with a heel. So let's say Brian Cage.
Okay, I'll go Brian Cage, Archer, or Darby Allin. Eddie Kingston, I would love to see.
Well, who do you want to see Darby Allin challenging for the title?
I don't. Okay. But I think like they're so hot on him. Not at this point. At some point, yeah. But he has challenged for that title, right? He's had a couple of title matches.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that in a minute because I want to talk about the main event a little bit. So you have Jon Moxley versus MJF with Wardlow. Singles match for the AEW World Championship. Mox is banned from using his finisher, the Paradigm Shift, the double arm DDT. Cut a great promo last week saying, just because I can't use it doesn't mean I have to work around it. I got to get more violent on you. So you have to bring the violence to me, right? 85% of me thinks Mox is going to retain.
I think Mox is going to retain, but I don't think he needed that stipulation.
Okay.
Right? Like, a stipulation for the sake of a stipulation.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mox retains. I don't know. I'm not high on this match.
I'm pretty
high. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the build. I don't know if it's a mistake to have Moxley lose, or I don't know if it's a mistake that MJF should lose. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm sure the match is going to be fine, but this is going to be a great showing for MJF
to see
what he really is made out of. This is his first really high-profile match for a title in his career. So I'm holding back a little bit.
Does Wardlow come into play in this?
Unless Wardlow costs him and you start this feud now with Wardlow and turn Wardlow babyface, I think that's fine.
I think that's cool, too, because Wardlow's kind of been, like, treading water, but, like, you know, for a dude so big and, like, with such a look, he's kind of been a little bit in the shadows, right? It's not his time yet, right? I think I know what does it for you, what doesn't do it for you with these guys. I want to get into the head of Andrews Arian, and I think it's too many lengthy promos.
With who?
With Mox and MJF for you. I'm pretending
to
be.
Yeah, they have been too long of promos.
Mm. I think that turns you off.
A little bit. Yeah. A little
when
bit.
When if it's like week after week, I think it turns you off.
No, that's 100% accurate. I think, you know, MJF, they need to be careful because it's the same act every week.
Right.
It's the same promo every week. Mm. Limited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the whole MJF 2020 stuff. Like, I think that's silly.
Well, I think he's supposed to be the Republicans.
The Republicans? Is that what it
I
is?
I think that's it. He's supposed to be...
I don't know. Like, it came out of nowhere. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's going to be a fun
dude, I think,
pay-per-view.
100%. I think this is going to be a great pay-per-view. I think people are going to really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
You got 9 matches. I'm curious how long they go with 9 matches. Do they go after 11? How long do they keep the show? The big story here is obviously Jon Moxley. Is there going to be a surprise at the end of that? Is somebody going to show up at the end?
I'm going to say yes.
And challenge Moxley next?
I'm going to say absolutely.
What do we see with... What if Kenny Omega loses his mind, snaps, beats the crap out of Hangman?
Would love that.
And then he challenges Jon Moxley for the title. There's so many different variables here. Cody, I'm curious if he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
If Cody will be there. Surprise signings. Is there any surprise signings?
Would you flip if Hangman and Kenny lost the titles, right?
Yeah.
Big blowout. Kenny turns heel. Goes nuts.
Okay.
He's the last entrant in the Battle Royal. Destroys everybody. And
challenges for the title.
And then challenges Mox, and you get Kenny Mox part two.
That's unique. Different.
It'd be sure. Fun. Yeah. I think this sandbox is way more fun than WWE sandbox because you never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, because you can't predict it. You don't know yet. You
exactly.
Know? Like NXT, right? At the end of every show, everybody's just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just waiting for there to be a unveil of some sort.
Right, big reveal.
Yeah, and it doesn't really happen because you don't... Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, mm-hmm. but the anticipation is there. People are waiting for it. I'm excited for it, man. It's different. I think these guys are going to do a great job, and it's going to be a fun mm-hmm. story. We'll see. Who do you think? You think Mox takes it?
I think Mox. Yeah. Like I said, 85% Mox retains, but who would win the Battle Royal to challenge MJF? Like, who would be a big name to do that? You know, or you never know. Like, here's the other thing too, and I hate bringing up the CM Punk cliche.
Yeah,
but I do feel like this dude's been. There's a lot of chatter with this guy lately.
I think it's yearly. You know, twice a year this happens.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the greatest surprise if you get a guy like him.
CM Punk booking is almost fantasy Hogan booking at this
point.
It
is fantasy Hogan booking at this point.
Where 100%. It's like number 21, CM Punk shows up,
yeah.
challenges Mox. You get this insane.
I mean, that's
pro wrestling match at some point.
Well, when that match would probably have to take place at the next pay per view,
mm-hmm.
which would be what? We're in September, October, November, December.
Yeah.
What's a December pay per view?
December to Dismember.
December to Revolution?
I'm not 100% sure. You know, I haven't committed those AEW pay per views to memory, but think about it this way. Like, if let's say that case happens, right? We talked about this yesterday on the podcast. Do you think that's a name to bring those
Bob
TNT
Rowe,
viewers?
I got to tell you, Bob Rowe just tweeted, messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
He messaged me, and this is how we have impacted people's lives. I think you should be proud of this, okay, Rich?
Okay.
We have affected a normal person's life. Uh-huh. Far from normal. Bob is far from normal, but normal in the sense of not like a pro wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. He sends me this thing. Cuomo sidesteps de Blasio to reopen casinos and pushes for New York City indoor dining.
Okay.
And he goes, Cuomo heel turn. That made my day, Bob.
So, like we were talking about on yesterday's show, is CM Punk a lead-in from basketball?
CM Punk is a tremendous... Well, I don't know. Like, I actually... That's a phenomenal question.
Thanks.
Because... No, it really is. Mm-hmm. Because is CM Punk... A household is he that guy? Is he a household crossover?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a crossover for a casual fan? I think so.
Okay.
I think there is a bunch of disenfranchised guys like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that pipe bomb was almost 10 years ago. Right?
Crazy.
If you were 15 then.
Oh, forget it.
Now you're 25.
Yeah.
Now you're watching and you know, maybe now you're become a big NBA guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those guys exist, but yeah, possibly. I think so.
That would 100%, be cool.
I think so.
But listen, we'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow. Not that it is CM Punk again. We're not saying that.
We're not saying
we're just fan, you know, fan fiction here.
Yeah.
We're going to find out tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow, when you listen to this, I hope you listen to this on Friday, but if you listen to this on Saturday morning, join us at 6:30 East on YouTube.com/MattMenPodcast. We will be streaming live our watch along. Grab your drink, grab some dinner, hang out with us for 4 or 5 hours while we watch the pay-per-view with you and have a lot of time, a lot of laughs. You could call in also. Our phone lines are going to be open. We're going to have guests on throughout the entire night. It's going to be a ton of fun, so I encourage you guys to hang out with us and you know, enjoy the show.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of wrestling, a lot of fun wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see you all next time. Anything, Rich? Anything you want
to
add?
I can't wait to see the show tomorrow. I can't wait to hang out with everybody, hang out with you a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun, Rich.
A lot of fun, guys, and we'll see you all tomorrow on Saturday.
Later. Goodbye.